Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an Asian, see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Black won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 or 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folks got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, boy, who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
Now, learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said this man that went to heaven, and he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking. And messed around, he saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he's here. He said, nah, I won't know what's in the door. He said, you sure you won't see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had nothing but shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you're having is When God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it because your package going to go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on Not Meant to Be Way because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt. I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on Pity Way. Your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it's on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places. I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she's been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad a cap. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit, and it's still a process. And the more people that you invite into the process, the better this is. Because ain't nobody perfect no how. So I really appreciate y'all, man, hearing me and listening to me. I'm going to ask Kirk Franklin if he will come.
Stop me up, my devil. Many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week, 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
They'll start picking teams, and I would be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarian. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarian took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out. He said, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But, man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarian, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Still, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, shoot it! So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again. This time on the near side. For another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarian Stiles, the kid no one would pick, was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarian can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch?
Thank you.
No, you didn't. Wait a minute. No, you didn't. Hey, Jay! Hey! Jay! 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 Come back here! Jay! You disloyal, fool-ass, bitch-made punk. Jay! I need my money! Jay! Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right. I'm putting cases on all you bitches. Huh? You think you can do this shit? Jay! You think you can do this to me? You motherfuckers will be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get finished with you. Shoe program, nigga. 23-hour lockdown. I'm the man up in this piece. You'll never see the light of day. Who the fuck you think you fucking with? I'm the police. I run shit here. You just live here. Yeah, that's right. You better walk away. Go and walk away, because I'm going to burn this motherfucker down. King Kong ain't got shit on me. That's all right. Shit. I don't fuck. I'm winning anyway. I'm winning. I'm winning any motherfucking way. I can't lose. Shit, you can shoot me, but you can't kill me. Oh, what a day. What a motherfucking day.
And the scene was from the movie Training Day. And I believe that, in my opinion, probably other people too. That scene, not only, I only played a part of that scene, but I think that was probably the best part of that scene. I think that that particular scene won him the Academy Award for that year in Training Day. Not going to give it away, but it's one of my all-time favorites. Anyway. Interesting that he got he won an Academy Award for Best Actor. I'm not even going to tell you what kind of character he played. He did play a police detective. I'll leave it at that. All right, today, the title we have for today, solutions-based television, and some of the topics we're going to cover are rapid rehousing. We're going to tell you what solutions-based television is about first. It's something that we're involved in now. So, and some of the program notes, which is posted on Blog Talk, rapid rehousing, household STEM. You heard of STEM, but now we're talking about household STEM. Affordable housing, relationship, relationships and relationship financial solutions. Because a lot of people don't talk about that. People talk about there might be financial problems in a relationship, but part of this solutions-based television, we're going to talk about relationship financial. We'll have programs on that. Televised programs. DIY housing, modeling nature, what we can learn from nature. I picked that up from my one of loyal listeners out there yesterday afternoon. Lights out solutions, reverse mortgages solutions, and then we'll talk about also our school, House Wren Off-Grid Energy Academy. All right, we'll be right back right after this.
Listen, I want to talk to you poor people, your middle-class people, and the ones who thought they made it. Listen to this. I want to talk to shorten the talk. This ain't no racial matter. This thing concerns us all. Do you know one thing?
Prices going up and out of sight.
Listen, charging $3 a half a pound for pork chops. Man, that ain't right. And put this in your hat and smoke it.
Prices going up, getting the best of me.
Listen, do you know the only time I feel strange is when I'm looking at a cardboard picture on TV? And you listen to this, if you notice they're charging too much for a
black eyed peas and butter,
I can't even afford to put that back in my car. I went to the store the other day and had my basket stacked. Things cost so damn much, I had to throw it all back. How they look for a poor man to get a hay? Say they gonna charge a dollar and a half for a day old loaf of bread.
You tell me that ain't crisis.
We got to do something about these
crisis.
Yes, we.
You tell me that ain't inflation.
Lord, these prices about to drive me
crazy.
Listen, I think I'll write my congressman and my senator too. I'm gonna even call the president, see what can he do. If you go to the store today with $40, the people call you a drag. You can bring that little old food bag in two little old paper bags. Do you know that? Look here, have you dug the price of sugar, flour, and meal? Things like that'll make a poor man steal. And they tell you, don't worry about it. We're
gonna look out for you. You got a chance. We'll make it up to you with food stamps. Get on up there. Lord, listen. The Abbey suit today.
Talk about prices and prices.
I'll run you two and a quarter.
Talk about prices and prices.
The way things are going up.
Talk about prices and prices.
You're going to have to start paying for a drink of water.
Talk about prices and prices.
$75 for a pair of shoes and $50 for a hat. That don't make no damn sense for things to be costing like that. Things is getting so tough, my dog is used to scared to bear his bones. When you come back to look for it, some poor joker done dug it up and carried it home. My cat can't find a rat in that, all of them packed up and left. He's sitting down eating onions and about to cry himself to death. Talking about prices and prices, y'all.
Prices and prices.
I'm talking about prices and prices.
Prices and prices.
They got to bring them down so we can survive.
Prices and prices.
Do you remember the fuel prices?
Prices and prices.
I used to get in every line I saw. So I could get
prices
my shit.
Prices.
Daylight broke on me one day and I was headed
prices
for the cemetery. I said, hold it, y'all. I ain't
prices
going for that.
Prices.
You should have seen me making a U-turn with my
prices
Cadillac and started saying, prices and prices.
Prices and prices.
Bring them down.
Prices and prices.
Prices and prices.
That song was recorded back in the 70s, but it applies now in 2023. Prices and crisis. Had to dust that one out. That came out of the Wayback Machine. Okay, solutions-based television. Now, you know, the name of this program is It's My House, and it's going to be continue to be It's My House. But It's My House had a baby this week. And I'm not going to go into the details. Well, I can go into some of the details of how that happened. I think I mentioned it yesterday a little bit. Somebody told me about the TV show that, I think it's on Discovery. But it's definitely on YouTube. You can watch episodes for free, or you can buy the series or what have you. But and the name of the TV show is Homestead Rescue. Now, I've binge watched, it's Friday now. I've done some binge watching of that program for the last three consecutive nights. You know, and I'll do so tonight and this afternoon. This afternoon for sure, and then in the wee hours of the morning. But in any event, and let me tell you about Homestead Rescue. And like I say, it's on YouTube for free. Or you can also buy episodes or whatever seasons that you like. It's a family out of Alaska. And his two adult children, and they're homesteaders, and they are in, you can sort of call it an ancient way of life, which is homesteading. In some kind of way, you've had homesteads all throughout the existence of man, in one way or another. But I'm looking at homesteading for people that are looking at, potential career changes, kids, younger people, or anybody looking for a particular job or career. I'm going to, say homesteading, I don't believe, there's a lot of colleges and universities around the world and community colleges too. I don't believe there's a Bachelor of Science degree in homesteading science. I'm going to look that up right now. Okay, wait a minute. Let me get Yeah, homesteading. Okay. All right, let me look that up right now. Homesteading. Well, let's say homestead science. Homestead science. Well, I see a homestead science curriculum, but let's see, homestead science. All right, homestead science homeschool curriculum, I do see that. I see introduction to homestead science. Okay, now hold it, but what I'm looking for, a BS degree, Bachelor of Science. All right, homestead schools, majors, and degree programs. Now let's look what that has to cover. Homestead schools plus academic programs, field of studies, majors, field of studies. I don't see anything as of yet. Let me tighten up on the. Let's see. Let's do it this way. Bachelor of Science. Degrees. I'm gonna put in that keyword. Let me see what comes back. Let's see, Southeastern University, well, that's an advertisement. Oregon State has a sustainable natural resources program. Best Masters of Science, but nothing under Homestead. All right, so from the, just a quick little scan, and I didn't do a deep scan. Let's see. So although there might be a curriculum for homeschoolers, but I don't see a degree in, as of yet, a Bachelor of Science or a Bachelor of Arts in homestead science or homesteading. No master's degree, no doctorate degree. This program, and there's a lot of homesteaders around the globe. Like I say, it's ancient. But I'm looking at homesteading, although it's not brand new. It's ancient, it's been around, but I'm looking at it because we're in the age of capitalism, that homesteading, particularly as presented, I mean, all the mustard seeds within that program. Homesteading, I'm looking at it as an emerging industry. You're going to have people that say, you know what, I want to do what they're doing. All right. And once again, the show is titled Homestead Rescue. Now, getting back to what we're doing here with It's My House Gave Birth To, and I've changed our Facebook page to DYI Housing TV. I looked at a bunch of, over the years, a bunch of programs on YouTube, Netflix, what have you, and a lot of them are, you know, you have a lot of individual people that are building their own houses. Now, those houses look different. You know, some of those houses could be a car. Some could be a school bus, converted school bus truck. They could be a tiny house, could be a regular size 1,700 square foot house. But a lot of people are building, learning how to build their own houses, DIYers. And then, of course, you have Home Depot, you have Lowe's, you have Menards, you have Ace Hardware, you have Lumber 84, and you have other outlets. That basically, their primary customers are Joe Average, or Josephine Average citizen that goes in and they buy the materials they need for their own individual DIY project. It could be from installing the kitchen cabinet, bathroom sink, shower, gardening, building a shed, building a tiny house, building a regular size house, all kind of projects. You know, it's a lot of DIYs. I know in Germany, they have a company, same colors as Home Depot, but they're called OBI, OBI, and you know, it's the German version of, it might be in more than one, you know, European country. Germany's the only place I've seen it in, but it's probably more places over there. But, you know, they do, and Germans as a culture, they're do-it-yourselfers. They're do-it-yourselfers. And with YouTube, I'm sure many of you who are listening, including myself, you know, you've, I mean, everything from press control to water wells to painting to building whatever you want to build, a birdhouse, a dog cage or kennel or whatever. You know, YouTube University is, you know, a go-to spot for a lot of do-it-yourselfers. So what was given birth by H. Miles is DIY Housing TV. And it's our solutions-based television network, which we're taking some ideas from Homestead Rescue, like different locations. So, and the whole thing stems around common problems, common denominator problems with somebody if they're in a relationship and the relationship didn't work and they have to find a new place to live, then what is possible housing solutions for that? Or if a person's food bill is too high, and, you know, gardening, solutions for that. Got a high water bill. How can you get as much water as you need or even want without dealing with municipal water? You know, off the grid, how to go off the grid correctly, where to go off the grid. So, it you know, it's a lot of content out there, and, you know, we'll put something out there, you know, every week for you. So we'll keep you posted on that. Like I said, this is a new development because I just got fired like 3 days ago out behind this. So, and I've talked to a few people already. And we'll also include group projects. And we'll have tie-ins to nature. I was speaking to somebody yesterday afternoon, and one of the things that we talked about, if you look at nature, you can see some success clues in nature. You know, wolves, they travel around in packs. Dogs out in nature travel around in packs. Look at birds. Look at the animals out in the jungle. Look, I mean, if you run into a mountain lion somewhere in Montana or even Alaska, wherever they have mountain lions, or even down here in Florida, in South Florida, they have, in some areas, Florida panthers. So more than likely, if you see one, there's at least one or two others really close by. You really have to be paying attention to your surroundings. So, boy, that's a frightening sight. If you ran across, because, man, just a regular alley cat, you can't catch it. I had an adopted stray cat once who adopted me, really. And one day I was trying to catch her, and I couldn't. Just couldn't. So, and that's just the alley cats. You got a little stray alley cat that I took and had her for about 11 years. So, and they cats really do have nine lives because it was at least three times I thought this cat was a goner. And then she come back, I mean, all beat up, bruised, dirty, kind of bloody, got blinded in one eye from a fight. But she come in the next day, except for when she had that eye injury, And it was a brand new tent. Anyway, so, yeah, taking clues from nature on, you know, success clues. Earlier this week, we talked about beehives and royal jelly and how that works. So, let me see. Okay. That's all I can think of. So, you know, week by week, we'll let you know, because on the DYI Housing TV channel, we got a channel already on YouTube and Instagram. And all we did basically is we just updated the name that we already had on those channels. But these programs, we're going to be soliciting ideas as soon as Monday of next week. And doesn't matter where you are. And like I said, we're going to take a problem and then build solutions around that particular problem. And, you know, how are we going to get it shot and edited and all those details that we have to get through. But how long will the program be? Will it be a half hour? Will it be an hour? That type of thing, because we want to keep people's attention. And, you know, then we had to also look at what's happening today, because as we get the program, you know, you got YouTube shorts, you got TikTok, which are nothing but shorts. You know, just to keep people's attention and how to get it edited and all that. So just right now, if we'll throw out a couple of examples like on Monday, and then we'll be soliciting people's ideas. And then, like I said, we want to have different locations, so it won't be a static one city or one location, one problem on a weekly basis. So anyway, and any ideas you have, we're glad to hear those. Now, that's about it on my end for today. Like I said, our Facebook page, we've updated the name to DYI Housing TV. So all the content that we had on there before, it's still there. We just changed it, the name of the title of the room. It's DYI Housing TV at Earth Wealth Forest. So that's still intact offline. Let's see what else. Instagram, do-it-yourself Housing TV. That's same content, but now when we bring future content, it'll be, you know, we'll have programs on gardening. It's one thing to have a garden, but the way we're going to present it, because once again, do-it-yourself television is about, it's solutions-based television. A high food bill, and you like organic or quality fruits and vegetables, a possible solution, one of the possible solutions is start growing your own food. That's just one of the solutions to eliminating a high heating bill. Let's say you have your water's been shut off. We'll present various solutions on how you can get as much water as you want and never have to pay for municipal water or bottled water like Fiji, Evian, whatever water you like to drink. Solutions on that. So, and then, or building projects that are connected to that. So, all solutions based. Okay. So, basically, all I have on my end for today. If you guys got anything You want to announce any trending topic, 619-768-2945, and we'll see what you have to say. And yeah, DY Housing TV, that encompasses everything we've been talking about the whole time. And we're still going to keep all the programs here. It's my house because we got over 2,000 programs. So, but the TV version is DY Housing TV. 309 area code, your mic is open.
Hey, good morning, LA.
Good morning, Chris. How
are you? Yesterday down in Florida, he was hit by the hurricane there in Panama City. And he lives out in the outskirts of it. And he's got a quarter acre of land. Or he's got an acre of land. I'm sorry. He's got an acre of land. And he's up for, like, us building a duplex on it, not counting his house, but put him a little tiny house on it, and run a veterans program or a family program out of it. So I wanted to discuss that because I think that's something
All right, he's in Panama City. That's up in the Florida Panhandle. And now, what happened to him? I mean, give us the backstory on him. What he wants to do again.
His trailer got destroyed. He's a disabled man. He can't walk. He was paralyzed in one leg. He had the other knee replaced. They wanted to replace the other one. It was in the paralyzed leg. And he's like, well, I can't use it. And, well, now he can kind of use it. So he needs to get it rebuilt. But he's got an acre of land out in the country. And it is a sober living situation. He has went sober in the past few years. And that's a good thing. But he was willing, so that way he could have a house. He said he could afford, you know, $350 a month. I told him that if he let me build and do what I wanted to do on his property without changing any zoning, just putting one extra dwelling there, if I could, you know, utilize it and run a program to help get some veterans or something off the street or a family off the street, or maybe two, would he be game for that? Because that would pay his $350 payment and he could keep all of his money every month. And he said, yes, I'll sign the deed. So
all right. He's on about an acre out there. He's on an acre, a quarter acre?
Yeah. He owes an acre.
All right. Or acre. So he's in a rural area, I'd take for granted.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's the kind of stuff we're looking for DY Housing TV. Yeah, so we're not going to be short on content. That's a good thing. So now, logistically, what do you think would go on? I mean, did he send you any pictures of it, the land or whatever, anything yet?
No, but I do have the address and stuff. I just wanted to discuss it with you today on the show and then have a conversation afterwards and get all the logistics down on what it is. But I do have the address and everything on it. And
Let's say
he don't need much.
Okay, are you running a room today, Friday?
I haven't decided whether I was going to come, you know, get on clubhouse or not.
Give me a call after 4 p.m. today, anytime after 4 p.m. today, and then we can, you know, discuss it, put it together.
Okay.
Yeah. If you can't reach me on the phone, you know what, try me by phone first. If you don't see me on Clubhouse, but after 4, though. Okay. Yeah, that's the type of, that's the type of story.
Myself,
I'm interested in.
and turning it into a boom house. So
what was he saying?
I said, I'm working on a 110-year-old home right now.
Uh-huh.
Turning it into a beautiful home again.
Okay. All right. Now, you still up in Bloomington?
Yeah. I'm working out in the country in a
weather
small
been
town
up there
called Minear.
How's the weather been up there today or the last couple of days? Still cold?
Raining. It was raining and cold.
Okay. Well, you guys have long winters up that way.
Man, it really ain't even been a winter this year. It's only snowed twice.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's been kind of crazy.
Well, that's good. It was 53 where I'm at yesterday, which not cold but cool. You throw on a jacket that they're here. Up there you guys wouldn't probably even notice it.
Right.
So all right, well call me after 4 today and then we'll start to organize that. And I'm gonna get back with Viata. And what's the name? Viata and up in Chicago, Reba and Mama Evelyn Johnson, so we can nail people down.
I heard her yesterday.
Like I said, what you want to do is we also include ways that people can make money for people who get involved with these programs. So we'll discuss that too. So, all right, Chris. Well, I'll speak to you later today. I'm going to knock off early today, not because it's Friday. You know what? I'm going to say because it is Friday. Typically, sometimes we go two and a half hours, but I'm working on this idea offline, so I'm going to reach out to some people as well. So thank you, Chris, for calling in. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You see you guys on Monday. Everyone have a great weekend.